So in 1999, I remember being at the American Psychological Association meeting. A good friend of mine, Yoshi Kawahara, who's Japanese-American, had gone to this talk on Buddhism and psychotherapy. And he was telling me about this, and something to me didn't sit right. I mean, I'm not a Buddhist, but I know something about Japanese culture, Japanese-American culture. It seemed to me that the way they were integrating Buddhism was in a very westernized way. In other words, they'd taken elements of Buddhism that fit in a more individualized Western context and then said that, well, they were using Buddhism and psychotherapy and so forth. And so that happened in 1999. In 2001, I was talking to, that person was telling me that they felt that these approaches were very compatible with Asian Americans because this person had studied with Zen masters, and they said, you know, that these ideas have originated in Asia or Japan, and so, you know, they didn't need to be adapted, basically, because they were compatible. And so, turned out this person's Zen masters were white men in the West who were, again, practicing Zen in a way that was more westernized. They selected elements of it that fit with an individualistic society. It's interesting how Buddhism is practiced in the United States. So most Buddhists in the United States are not Asians. And then also most Asians in the United States are not Buddhists. So you have this, you know, this kind of Western brand of Buddhism and Zen. So that was the early 2000s. So it took years for that paper to sort of percolate. And so finally in that paper I did, so I had a great colleague, Janie Hong, who is therapist. I mean, she got her PhD in clinical psychology. She's interested in research, but she helped us think through those ideas, and she had these great clinical cases because she is practicing clinical psychologist in San Francisco area. And so that paper was, you know, the statement of that paper was that these mindfulness-based therapies, even though they may have originated in Asian cultures, the way that they've evolved has been adaptations for the West. And so for them to be optimally effective for Asian Americans, we need to get back to the roots. We need to think about these more collectivist contexts where people think about each other. And it's not just what I think, or it's not sort of a dialogue between, you know, within myself. It's what are the norms of my community? How do I fit with those norms rather than what are my own norms and how do I follow my own values? But what are the community values and how do I fit with those values? So we felt that was largely missing from these mindfulness-based approaches.